Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, well, well. Boy, we have a, you know, you're a frequent visitor now, Isla.
Well, I'm usually busy sometimes. So
yeah,
I can't
you got
really
a lot going on.
Come on that much.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you make a little time for us. We certainly appreciate it. It's always nice to see you. What's happening at the Hassan household today? What's going on with you guys?
Well, yesterday I visited my grandma.
Oh, you are just getting so much time with Maka. That's fantastic.
I get.
Did she give you? Did you get lots of hugs?
Yeah, I got lots of hugs.
Oh, and lots of kisses.
Yeah.
And just grandma time.
Yeah.
Does she get right down on the floor with you, guys? Like, I know you ride your dad like a horsey. Does Maka let you ride her like a horsey, too?
No.
Oh.
No.
That's too. Well, she's, you know, she's older. So yeah. you want to be gentle with her.
Yeah.
What sorts of things do you do with? Yeah. What sorts of things do you do?
Well, sometimes we just go outside for a walk or something.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we do some. It's a video game called Just Dance.
Oh, Maka, is she good at that?
Yeah.
That's not. Yeah, is. I'm not sure if that's a yes or a no.
Maybe.
Okay.
She's not really good at it. She's not good, so she just practices.
Yeah. Is Hulk Baby any good at it?
She's just jumping around and spinning.
I see. So really the only person who's any good at it is you. So I'm guessing you win a lot? Is that?
I win mostly.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, you're the one who knows how to do it. What's the plan for today? I mean, more horseback riding on daddy's back or more choking daddy out? Is that...
Daddy.
He said you choked him. He said
not
you
on
guys
purpose,
were...
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, whatever it is. What do we got here?
Oh, there's the picture.
Oh, that needs, Isla, that needs to go on Instagram. Oh, he's got a tail.
Can you bring it closer? It's hard to see.
Yeah, can you get a little bit closer there?
All
Let's
right.
get that right that. Up. What I'll is sticking out
Take a
of his
screenshot
pants
of that.
What's the tail made out of?
It's just wrapping paper.
Oh, wrapping paper. He's got a little paper tail. That's nice. You know, one thing I'm going to say, you're getting big, kid.
Like, yeah.
That's you're surprisingly large on that. Who handed you that, mom or dad?
Dad.
Oh, dad handed it to you. That's nice. Well, that's good. Well, look,
that's
what you were up to.
It was his iPad.
Oh, I see.
It's his iPad, so.
So we got to see it. I appreciate that. You got to save your dad from, it sounds like Hulk Baby was choking him out a little bit. I know that it wouldn't have been you, but when he does Hi-Ho Silver, you got to hold on to his shoulders. Not onto his shirt. Just a pro tip, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready to do the news?
Not yet.
Or is okay? Great. What else is All right. What else is going on?
You got a joke for us or something? Sorry. Go ahead.
I have this picture.
Oh, let's have a look at that.
I
That's you at baseball.
Oh, that's adorable.
Is that baseball, softball? What is that?
It's softball.
Oh, good for you.
I play softball and soccer.
Of course you do. You've got a lot of energy, kid. That's fantastic. You good at those too?
What?
Are you good at those? Oh boy.
Yeah.
Are you good at? You're great. Good. What's going on? What's happening with that baby?
Sorry, that's Cameron at the door.
That's Cameron. That was Hulk. Sorry. Okay. Is Cameron jealous because Isla's on so much?
I don't know what's going on.
We have to get Cameron on pretty soon. All right. Now, are we ready? Or is it, I mean,
for
if you've got a story,
sounder?
Anything.
Are you ready
yes,
to or do you have jokes? I've got the audience
We don't
want to
rush
up.
You.
The audience
two
is here.
Jokes.
Oh,
all right.
Jokes.
Great.
Okay.
Let's go.
Here we go with Isla.
Let me think.
Take your time.
You don't have any jokes. She's like, I'm not limiting myself.
I've got two jokes. Hold
one,
on.
But I got two of
knock,
these.
Knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow who?
No!
Not fast enough. Not fast enough, Isla. You got to get on your timing, kid. All right. Then you lose. Here's your sounder.
Radio Alice report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community. But in times like these, actions speak louder than words. Fremont Bank has
impacted
nearly 40,000 jobs, helping thousands of local businesses get loans out.
Paycheck Protection Program.
Through the
Paycheck
Protection Program.
All right. Good job.
Nice. All right. Solid, Isla. Thank you.
Good job.
I got two jokes. Let me think of them. Let me just think those right up.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
God, she's so freaking cute. I go, all right, you ready for the sounder? She goes, not yet.
Right. She loves it. So thank you, everyone, for your patience.
I love the picture of you with the tail. Yeah, not yet. I can't think of what else I want to say, but I don't want this to be over. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I already let her know this is her one shot this week. So you sure you want to do it now? And she was like, yes, right now. Absolutely. Yeah. Just like a kid.
Oh, that's weird.
Huh. Let me use that up right this second. Absolutely. Anyway, look, here's what's happening. One of the things I wanted to mention, which isn't in any particular order, but the San Francisco 49ers are practicing. They are in training camp, and it seems so far, because they haven't traveled yet, that they are doing well with the COVID-19 crisis we're currently all facing.
Now,
everyone's testing negative, and everyone's doing everything that's asked of them, and the 49ers have handled it impressively based on minimal COVID-19 issues since the players started arriving in training camp. So, listen, I am all about watching football this fall, but, practicing here at home.
Yep.
And keeping the test clean once you start traveling are going to be two different things. So, but
look, good for them for trying. And I hope I would love to see that happen without incident. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes, abso-freaking-lutely. We all want football. Well, I don't, maybe some people don't, but I absolutely want football this coming fall season. It's just, sure. I feel like I was, it's terrible to say it this way, but as this sort of was ramping up in the spring, I thought, I don't much care for summer anyway. So if we're going to be trapped indoors, I'm okay with it for the summer. Fall, though, I need fall to happen. So right. Now that, it's coming around, it's starting to look like, that's pretty selfish. And also the chances are unlikely we're going to be in any way, shape, or form normal.
Right.
But
look, it's right. You got to hope for the best, prepare for the worst. Like, we're hopeful. Wouldn't it be nice if football came back? And wouldn't it be nice if suddenly there was a vaccine?
Okay, I'm bored in a house and I'm in a house.
Well, and I do, while we're talking about optimism, I should mention real quick again that it looks like we have a reason to be optimistic as the coronavirus has, the surge has lessened. We're not anywhere near out of the woods, but the numbers are better than they've been, which is a reason to be optimistic. So 3 weeks ago, basically, we retreated. Right. As we were starting to open, we were starting to come back, and then suddenly we quickly had to shut everything back down, and now we're showing signs of things slow. The outbreaks are slowing down, and that's good news. So I'm going to leave it at that. That's where we're at, and I think we can all use a little good news once in a while. So there's some. Here's another story I wanted to do. Staying at home has been tough, but we've learned to sort of enjoy the little things, and here are some of the things that people are looking forward to. Watching TV. TV is one way to pass the time. I'm watching hardly any, but I am looking forward to, as you mentioned, Big Brother. And I get a little bit here and there, and I watched over the weekend a little hockey, and I watched a little baseball.
Yeah.
And I watched a little bit of basketball and felt like I'm good. I'm happy to see some action and see it going and see the play.
Right.
So TV is a big one. Going to sleep.
Yeah. Right? It's almost too good. Like as you're halfway through the day and go, can't wait to go to bed. That speaks volumes about what we're going through.
Is that one of the things that crosses your mind? I can't wait to hit the rack.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I feel like I kill a lot of time in between. I can't do anything. I can't really, and we eat pretty early and. Because I don't like to go to bed on a full stomach. So then I got a couple hours after that. I'm like, I'm not going to start a gardening project. I suppose I could. But I'm like, okay, well, I'll go to bed soon. That'll be fun.
Going for walks, putting your feet up after a long day, which usually they say here doesn't happen till about 8 p.m. So that's when people start to try to switch it off, themselves. That is.
Yeah.
coffee is another big, it's a momentous part of everyone's day. It sure is for me. It's the thing I get up. It's the first thing I go, let me make that coffee.
As soon as I got coffee, it's like it puts me in a good mood just knowing that it's being made out there. I'm drinking twice as much coffee as I used to drink. Easily.
Yeesh. Yeah, me probably too.
It's right there. I just keep on making myself cups of it. Like, oh, this one's not that warm anymore. I'll freshen that up.
Taking a shower, eating breakfast, eating lunch, and listening to radio. All also on the list of little things we look forward to. It's nice to see radio makes the list.
Radio.
It?
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
Thank you.
I was actually wondering if the commute has died down. And people aren't listening on the radio early in the morning. Maybe we could just start doing our show at, like, say, 10. I'm just throwing it out there.
Really? Listen, I'm with you.
That sounds like a great idea. That sounds like Brin's with me, too.
I'd love to say that's ridiculous. We are a morning show. But the truth is, I'd go surfing every morning. In fact, surf season for me is starting in 1 month.
Oh.
And yes, I would love to have a nice long 2 to 3 hour surf before we do our show. That'd be great.
Well, you said the story yesterday, which got me thinking, that Starbucks, their busiest hours are now 9:30 to 2. I'm like, well, if that's when people are out. I want to be on the radio when the most people are listening. That's just my selfishness. That's my narcissism right there.
Right.
I want the most people possible.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vincent.
This one's for you.
I think
I've heard this name before.
All right.
The first department store Santa visit was in Brockton, Mass.
Oh, Brockton, yeah.
In 1890.
John was born in Brockton.
Yeah, I've heard Brockton out of you multiple times. So it was born there?
John was born there. Marvin Hagler lived there. We had the Westgate Mall.
Okay.
This great restaurant that closed, unfortunately. That was my favorite.
And is that the one where you worked at, where you did all the coke?
Oh, no. That was in Leominster. No. And that was also where we rented this place called The Studios on Montello Street. We rented a studio there for years for our band. And That's where Cross Dagger used to practice. It's just like a cool hangout place, too. There's all bands, you know, and cruddy rooms in this little warehouse.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys used to spend the night there, too, or no?
You couldn't. It closed. It shut. Well, if you did spend the night there, you were there. There was no leaving because it wasn't a 24/7 facility, I don't believe. I think it was like, you know, 2 in the morning or something. I don't know when.
And they locked it down.
I think so.
Some of the stories you hear, Guns N' Roses in particular, but other bands that had practice rooms like that, often they lived there. The guys were all broke and they would just, you know, here we are, we're jamming all night. Why don't we just lay down? We've been drinking.
And we pay rent here. There's a bathroom and we've got all the drugs we need. So, you know, we'll just go with that. But you had to check in and check out. So I wonder, I don't know if someone could get left behind. I don't know.
Maybe you just had to know the guy that ran the place, huh?
His name was Waste.
Waste?
Don't ask me why. That's just his name. I never knew his real name. Or maybe that was his real name, Ben. I don't know. Guy's
I don't
name
think
was
you
Waste.
Name your beautiful baby boy Waste. So it's got to be a nickname. I don't think that happens.
Probably. I mean,
parents
it's possible.
Are, you know, they're optimistic in the beginning, in the early
days. They don't name you Waste right off the bat. You know, you don't, unless he came out with like a full scraggly beard and a cig in his mouth. It was just how I remember him. If he came out like that, then, Waste.
I want to say the first time I had any kind of negativity towards, well, it's only been the older one, is because they narc on you. They'll narc you right out. So, like, I know that I got narked out for not properly buckling her baby seat or whatever. Oh. And there's things that she's narked me out for. God, what was it recently? I was like, oh, okay, she burned me in this one way. And then I was talking to Mom and she goes, oh, yeah, she told me all about that. You said, and then I said the GD. And I said the F word. And I'm like, oh my God, she told you all that? Well, I was mad. What do you think? She goes, no, I know what she did to you. But she also told me that these are the bad words Dad said when I did this to him. And I was just like, oh, you little narc. Those are the first times I felt like
stitches
negative.
Get stitches.
You little rat. God.
You're a tattletale is what you are.
Right. Well,
Stooley.
Yeah. Narc. Anyway. All the other times I feel nothing but love and joy.
So you
want to
rename her Waste at that point?
Well, narc, or narc is what it... Yeah, I mean, come on, you narc.
I see.
Jesus.
Start calling her Pigeon. Hey, Pidge.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. My kid ate up all the time. Well, I didn't exactly blast through anything. Let me see here.
We're in no hurry, Vin.
If you've got wooden spoons in your kitchen, which for those of you out there who are, you know, millennials or Gen Z or Gen Y or whatever that is, those were the favorite tool for spankings when we were young, but now they're actually used for cooking. According to this story, they call it the kitchen challenge that's going viral. This week, you take an old wooden spoon and boil it for 20 minutes, and the results are disgusting.
Oh, no. I'm going to do that.
In fact, they say you'll probably never want to use them again because of how gross the water looks after you've boiled your wooden spoon. Well, turns out even washing wooden utensils in a dishwasher doesn't get them totally clean. And the boil test that's going viral will make you not want to use wooden spoons anymore.
Maybe I won't do that. I have a couple spoons that are my go-tos, my wooden spoons.
Yeah,
one
well,
with a little flat edge on it. I like that one for eggs.
But honestly, you never hit your kid with a wooden spoon, have you?
No.
No.
But I've been
so
hit
trippy.
By wooden spoons. Well, brush a hairbrush, wooden spoon, my dad's fraternity paddle.
Those were go to
anything handy they would just grab it and hit you with it. That's the old
go
to
alternate
kids.
Uses but yeah, I don't, you know, even I hate to say it, but even when my kid gets sort of whiny about stuff, I'm like, oh kid, you have no idea what punishment really looks like. Go
to
your
room. It makes you resentful, and then you just try to show that you've got a high tolerance for pain. I remember my mom just like beating on my ass as I was going up the stairs and just like stalking really slowly, like, go ahead, you bitch. Of course, I probably totally deserve it. I was an awful teenager.
Yeah.
But I got a few slaps across the face just for, you know, disrespectful. It makes you want to slap. Like, I feel like, oh my God, I would have got slapped so hard for that. John, tell him.
Right. No, I know. It's a totally different world. Anyway, I don't have time now, but I will read your text on the other side of these commercial messages.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.